You're listening to the audio production of One Little Lie, written by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Devin O'Day.
Prologue. May. Button eyed the compound's exit and forced herself to trudge behind her parents as the pain intensified in her belly. She stifled a groan and filed into the Mount Sinai meeting hall. State forest surrounded the compound, and the breeze blowing through the door held a scent of pine. The whiteboard structure had once been a Methodist church and still turned blind stained glass windows toward the road. The church held about 40 people, and Button slipped onto a bench by the door while her parents proceeded to their spot on the front pew. The small community was all she'd ever known. But as the pain in her back grew and wrapped around to her enormous belly, she wished she'd been able to talk her father into taking her to a hospital. Indecision had filled his eyes, but her mother's quick refusal to her plea had hardened his gaze, and he'd shaken his head too. Their leader never allowed anyone to leave, least of all for something as basic as childbirth. But she was afraid. The pain made her tremble inside with the uncertainty of what else she'd face. Her best friend had died in childbirth just last fall. What if Button died too, and someone else had to raise her baby? She wanted to hold her child herself, and she'd spent countless nights wondering if it would be possible to escape with her baby. But even if she managed to get outside the compound gates, where would she go? How could she care for herself and a baby? It seemed impossible. Moses Bechtel rubbed his hands together as he approached the podium.